Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Frank Black, Lewis Hirsch, Ray Henderson, and Larry Conley, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1896 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of pianist, bandleader, and orchestra conductor Frank Black. He studied piano at a very early age and made his debut as a concert pianist at age 10. A few years later, he was working as a pianist in a Harrisburg hotel, and from there he worked in theaters. He became assistant to Erno Rappi at Philadelphia's Fox Theater and served as musical director at New York's Century Theater. By the mid-20s, he was active in radio and established the vocal quartet The Revelers. He was the general musical director for NBC Radio from 1932 to 48 and was the first band leader on the Jack Benny Show in 1933 and 34. In the mid-30s, he was musical director for Radio City Party, The Contented Hour, The Coca-Cola Show, Music America Loves Best, Harvest of Stars, The Bell Hour, and The String Symphony Show. Although he was primarily a classical conductor who led the NBC Symphony Orchestra for over two decades, he could also lead a mean dance band, as evidenced by these examples.
Thank you. waiting for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love,
and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark underneath the stars. What though love is old, what though song is old, through them we can be young, singing our love song. Make yours part of mine, dear one. Tell me that we're one. Dancing in the dark, till the moon bends the tune, while we're dancing in the dark. Then the tune ends, it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder. Wondering why we're here, why are we here? Time is in a hurry. Hurrying by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new day to love. It will brighten up the night. If you do stay to love while we're dancing in the music, we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark, underneath the stars, dancing in the dark, we.
beneath a little tree in the park. No one else around but you and me in the dark. Just 5 minutes from your doorstep, I'll wait for your step to come along. And the city's roar becomes a song. While I'm waiting, I discover more in your charm. Suddenly I turn around and you're in my arms. And if there's a moon above you, I'll carve I love you upon the bark. Underneath our little tree inside the park.
From the Rodgers and Hart Show, Peggy Ann, which opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on December 27, 1926, and ran until October 29th of 1927, that was A Tree in the Park. It was preceded by Under the Moon from a Brunswick 78 waxed in April of 1927. Before that, we heard Frank Black not directing the orchestra, but on piano accompanying his group The Revelers in Dancing in the Dark from July 24, 1931. We began our tribute to Frank Black beside a lazy stream with an unidentified vocalist. Beside a Lazy Stream was written by Bud Cooper, Nick Lucas, and Sam H. Stept. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1887 in New York of composer, arranger, and pianist Louis A. Hirsch. He attended City College of New York and studied music extensively in Germany, preparing for a career as a classical conductor. But back in New York, he worked as a pianist for several music publishing companies, wrote material for Lou Dockstetter's Minstrels, and was hired by the Schubert Brothers as a staff composer from 1912 to 1914. He composed for Broadway shows from 1907 right up until his death on May 13, 1924. He collaborated with lyricists Otto Harbach, Gene Buck, and Irving Caesar, and composer Con Conrad. Here are three from the pen of Louis Hirsch.
With you.
We began our tribute to Lewis Hirsch with a tune you hear part of on many of our shows, since it's used as background music for one of our IDs. That was 60 Seconds Every Minute from Greenwich Village Follies of 1922. Johnny Marvin was backed by Jan Garber and his orchestra in July of 1927, before Jan Garber became a sweet band. Next was a tune you no doubt recognized as the theme song of the George Burns and Gracie Allen show, Love Nest, written by Lewis Hirsch, with the lyrics by Otto Harbach. Love Nest was originally from the 1920 George M. Cohan musical Mary, which opened at the Knickerbocker Theater on October 18, 1920, and ran for 220 performances. A couple of other songs from that show which haven't endured quite so well were That May Have Satisfied Grandma, Tom Tom Toodle, and Down on That Old Kansas Farm, That Farm Out in Kansas. I can't imagine why that one wouldn't stick with you. Oh, I almost forgot. That version of Love Nest we heard was by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on February 10, 1928. We finished up with a couple of Lewis Hirsch tunes taken from a larger medley called Dixieland by DeBroy Summers and his band. We heard The Wedding Glide and The Gabby Glide. That was recorded in April of 1932. We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Also at the website, you can sign up to receive our weekly playlist by email. Last week, December 1st, marked the birth in 1896 in Buffalo, New York, of composer Ray Henderson. He studied piano and composition at the Chicago Conservatory, after which he moved to New York City, where he began doing arrangements, mostly for vaudeville acts, for publishing companies on Tin Pan Alley. In 1922, Henderson was introduced to lyricist Lou Brown, and in 1925, the pair teamed with lyricist Buddy DeSilva, creating a hugely successful songwriting and publishing trio. In 1929, DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson sold the publishing firm they founded in 1925 and moved to Hollywood, where they worked on the Jolson films The Singing Fool and Say It With Songs. In 1931, DeSilva left the team to work with other composers, but Brown and Henderson continued working together, producing Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, This is the Missus, and The Thrill is Gone, among others. Henderson contributed to several Broadway shows, including Manhattan Mary, George White's Scandals, and Say When. Besides Brown and DeSilva, Henderson worked with lyricists Mort Dixon, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, Billy Rose, Ted Kohler, Jack Yellen, and Irving Caesar. Ray Henderson died on December 31, 1970, in Greenwich, Connecticut. His other hits include That Old Gang of Mine, Animal Crackers in My Soup, 5 Foot Two Eyes of Blue, Keep Your Sunny Side Up, and these.
Thank you. They're always crowing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? Address themselves this way. Why are we here? Where are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a short holiday. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you are just loaned. So how can you lose what you never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. Serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you are just loaned. So how can you lose what you never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Thank you.
Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, November 13th, 1925, and I'm Sitting on Top of the World. Before that, it was Frank Parker from a Columbia 78 and Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. We began our tribute to Ray Henderson with Sam Lennon's OK Melodians in 1927 and a quintessential Roaring Twenties tune, The Varsity Drag. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio, 107.7 FM in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, November 29th, marked the birth in 1895 in Keithsburg, Illinois, of songwriter and trombonist Larry Conley. He lost both parents at age 3 and lived with his grandparents until he was 12, when he literally ran away and joined the circus as a dishwasher. There he also learned the basics of the trombone. After 3 seasons with the circus, he went to Chicago, where he received more formal musical training from Frank Fitzgerald. His first musical job was with the Chicago Ladies Orchestra, but the following year he was playing with Jack Gardner in Dallas, Texas. In the mid-20s, he headed his own music publishing firm, wrote songs, and played and recorded with Gene Rodemick's orchestra. Later, he formed the Conley Silverman Band with pianist Dave Silverman, with whom he also formed a publishing company, and in 1927 he joined ASCAP. In 1928, Conley opened a nightclub called The Tent, which was decorated to look like a sheik's palace. In 1929, he moved to New York and concentrated more on composing and less on performing. His most famous composition, A Cottage for Sale, written with Willard Robison, has been recorded more than 100 times. Larry Conley continued writing his more than 200 songs right up until his death in February of 1960. Other of his songs include Summer Holiday, Easy Melody, I Guess There's an End to Everything, Tijuana, Crying for the Moon, and this funny little tune. Thank you.
the way we had planned it. Now it's a bungalow, empty and still, needing your love to command it. Our little dream castle, with every dream gone, is lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach a window there's empty space. The key in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach a window there's empty space. Key in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door.
A bird in the cage that's been there for an age, trying to break out. I don't know which way to turn, but I am willing to learn what it's all about. I've tried so hard to be good, was misunderstood. I'm almost tempted to fall. I'm gonna ride out a net. I'm just a little bit bad, that's all. Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, we played George Olsen's version of A Little Bit Bad, and you just heard it again, this time by the Arcadian Serenaders, recording in St. Louis, Missouri around October 26, 1925. Last week, we celebrated Ruth Etting's birthday, and we heard her again, this time on A Cottage for Sale, from March 25, 1930. We began our tribute to Larry Conley with a funny little tune called Just a Funny Little Tune, composed by Larry Conley and Gene Rodemick, and played there June 12, 1924, by Gene Rodemick's orchestra, with Larry Conley on trombone. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Al Starita.
Thank you. take your sunny to your sunny clime, Miami, my Miami. Tell my honey, I'll be there on time.
Sunlight am a shining on the sea. Soon it will be shining down on me.
My Miami, my Miami. You belong to me.
Someone made my happiness complete. I'm referring to my sweetie sweet. Who am I wild about? I'll tell you who. My little bundle of love. And who can I do without? Say, I'll tell you who. My bundle of love. Oh, how I rave. I never keep shut. I can't behave. I'm off of my nut, and who's to blame? I'll explain, nobody but my bundle of love. Oh boy, you will see me smile as we're marching down the aisle. Will you love her, honor, and obey? When he says that, I will say okay. Now who am I? What about? Say, I'll tell you who. Well, it ain't nobody but my bundle of love. And who can I do without? Say, I'll tell you who. My bundle of love. Oh, how I rave. I never keep shut. I can't behave. I'm going off of my nut. And who's to blame? I'll explain. Ain't nobody but my little bundle of love.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Jack Hilton's Kit Kat Band, directed by Al Starita, with Al Starita performing the vocal on Sunday from December 1st, 1926. Next, we took a musical trip to Miami, courtesy of George Olson and his music, with the humming provided by the trio of Fran Fry, Bob Rice, and Jack Fulton. Miami was written by Al Jolson, Buddy DeSilva, and Con Conrad. Al Jolson recorded Miami in 1926, and this version was made on December 1, 1925. Then, from the very next day, with the voice of the Southland, Gene Austin, it was My Bundle of Love. Accompanying Gene on that December 2, 1925 recording were Lou Raderman on violin and Jack Shulkert on piano. We finished up with Mike Bernard, billed as the Ragtime King of the World, and Everybody Two-Step from December 2, 1912. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.